You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your great name. You lift me up. You lift me up. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other, reaches to me in the fullness of your grace. In the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other, reaches to me. And because of who you are, Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. Thank you for God. Thank you, God, for being our strength. Thank you, God, for being our strong tower. Thank you, oh God, for being our wheel in the middle of a wheel. God, thank you for being our life and the giver of life more abundantly. Thank you for being the very air that we breathe. God, we can't take it for granted, God, that you are everything that we need in this life and more. You are the very simple things in life, joy, peace, happiness, God, and you are the expectations are even greater, God, as we look for you to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, for being our inheritance, for being our great God, for being the Almighty that sits high and looks low. Lord, we wake up this morning with gratefulness in our hearts and with a praise on our lips, Lord, because there is absolutely nothing going on yesterday. No matter what may have gone on in our lives in the past, Lord, you are still our strength. And we can depend upon you, and we can trust in you, and we can keep our hope and our faith in you every single day. God, new mercies you bestowed upon us this morning, God, because you are a faithfully great God. God, new air, God, new life, God, a newness of life, God, because if any man is in Christ, God, you make us new creatures. We can lay old things away. We don't have to carry old weights and old issues into this new day, but Lord, because you are our strength, because you are our rock, because you are our salvation, God, we can walk in newness on this day. And Lord, I rise this morning with newness on my heart and newness in my heart and newness on my mind, because you are a wonderful and great God who has blessed me to see another day, who has given me another opportunity to experience the goodness of your glory, to be able to walk in the power of your great name, God, to be able to see the fulfillment of your grace in my life as I take every step in you, God. Oh, it's marvelous to me. I cannot even comprehend or fathom why you chose me, why you have selected me, why you called me out of darkness into your marvelous light, but I am grateful that you did. I am so grateful that you are mindful of me. I am so grateful and thankful this morning that you know the plans and the thoughts that you have for me. God, that you have a purpose for my life, God, and that when the enemy comes my way or when trials and tribulations come my way, God, it's just that you have considered me for something greater. Oh, God, these things that come my way are not here to destroy me, but it comes our way, God, because you have considered us, God, for something greater. The enemy cannot come against us to do anything to us without your permission. So, Lord, if there's a storm raging over our lives, God, it's just a setup for something greater, God. If the enemy comes against us like a flood, God, it's just a setup for you to lift up a standard against him and make us stronger and to make us mightier. God, if trials come our way, oh, God, we count it our joy this morning. Oh, God, because we know, God, you're going to have your perfect work. Because when you begin something good in us, when you begin a good work in us, and everything that you allow to come our way when we are in your will is a good work, oh, God, you're able to perform it. You're able to complete it. You're able to bring it into fulfillment. And so, Lord, I thank you for being a complete God. You don't do things, you don't start things and don't complete them. God, you don't come in at the last moment unless we invite you at the last moment. But when you begin things, Lord, you complete everything that you do. That's why you're known as the Alpha and the Omega. You are known as the beginning and the end. You are known as the first and the last. And that's just the type of God you are. You fulfill your promises. You are true to your word. You are a promise keeper. And so, Lord, we're able to cast all of our cares upon you because you are a promise keeper. Lord, we're able to trust in you and not doubt because you are a promise keeper. Lord, we're able, God, to put all of our cares into your hands, our families and our situations and our children, Lord, and our ministries, God, and our jobs. We can put all of those things into your hands because you are a promise keeper. And you promise to never leave us nor to ever forsake us. You promise that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You promise, God, that you're willing to do new things. You just want us to believe you. You want us to see it, God. We don't have to be moved from where we're at, God. You'll make a way right where we are at. It doesn't matter if we are surrounded by difficulties, that we are surrounded by trials, that we are surrounded by affliction. But, God, every time you bless me, God, every time I turn around, God, you keep on blessing me, God. I
speaking right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, even if I don't see it in my life right now, but I declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus, every time I turn around, God, you can do a new thing, and you keep on blessing me, Lord. So no matter where I'm at, God, I know that you can make a way even in the midst of a wilderness, Lord. And then I know without a shadow of a doubt, God, that you can send streams of rivers in the midst of dry territory. And some of us are in dry territories in our lives. And some of us, Lord, are surrounded by difficulties that it appears that we are smack dab in the middle of a wilderness. It doesn't seem to be clarity. We can't see, God, the way out. But, Lord, our trust is in you because we know that you can make a way and that you are a provider. God, I'm so grateful that your promises tell me, God, that no weapon that's formed against me shall prosper. I'm standing on your promises, Lord, today. I'm standing on your promises, God, that you would never leave me nor forsake me. I'm standing on your promises today that you are the way, the truth, and the life. God, I'm standing on your promises, God, God, that I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I'm standing on your promises, God, that all things will work together for my good because I've been called by you, Lord, and I love you, and I do the things according to your purpose. Lord, I'm standing on your promises this morning. I'm standing on your promises, God, that there is nothing that the enemy can do or that this world can bring my way, oh, God, that can separate me from your love. I'm standing on your promises, God, that since I belong to you, I'm called the very elect of God, that you gave your best for me. So, God, there's nothing that the world can do that can stand against me because God is on my side. Help me not to fear. Help me not to fret. You told Joshua, didn't I tell you to be of good courage? Fear not. And Lord, that's what you're calling us to do today. In spite of the chaos that's around us in this world, some of us are dealing with chaotic situations on our job. Some of us are dealing with uncertainties, God, on our jobs and in our homes, with our children, with our spouses, with our loved ones. Some of us are dealing with different issues, Lord, that we don't see a way out, nor do we see a way through. But God, you reminded us, God, yesterday during our Bible study, that what we need to overcome, what we need for victory, what we need to break through, you already placed it in us. God, you've given us your inheritance. And the inheritance, God, that you've given us is not monetary. It's not things that are physical in this flesh, because the things of this flesh cannot comprehend the things of God. But you have placed an inheritance in each and every one of us, and that inheritance is your spirit. And your spirit helps us to grow more like you. He helps to shape us into the image of Christ, and he gives us victory already. We don't have to wait for the victory, God. We don't have to wait for the battle to be over. God, we have the victory right now. God, we don't have to wait for the door to be open. God, you've already given us the ability to open up the door in the mighty name of Jesus. You've given us the earnest, God, inheritance of expectation, God, that you are going to do just what you said that you were going to do and more. It's already in us. We just have to walk in our already done anointing. God, it's already done. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care what it looks like. God, I declare that this morning that it's already done. If we could just grab hold to that promise, if we can just go grab hold to that affirmation, God, our outlook would change, our aura would change, our walk would change, our confidence would change, God, because we're no longer living in the present moment, God, but we're waiting with a guaranteed expectation, God, that you're going to do it, that you're going to fix it, that you're going to turn it around, that you're going to make a way out of no way, God, that you're going to be everything that I need and more. Lord, we declare right now, God, in our life situation that it's already done. That means I'm taking it out of my hand and I'm giving it over to you, the author and the finisher of my faith, the rock of my salvation. God, you give us freely these great things. God, we didn't have to pay a price for it. We didn't have to die for it. But the inheritance, God, that you have given us is given to us freely. Power to walk right. It's freely given. So all we have to do is confess our sins, and God, confess you that you are Lord and accept you as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, when we take that step, when we make that affirmation, Lord, you give us power so that we can live and not die. Power to walk right. Power to talk right. Spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. You're not a God of fear. You're not the God of lack. You're not a God of shortcomings. But you are a great and mighty God who never fails. No one compared to you. Magnificent in all your ways. Glorious in all your ways. So we declare again, thank you, God, for being our strength. Strength like no other. Strength that reaches down to me. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm not here alone. But God, you shall renew my strength, God. Because when I wait on you, I'm not rushing before you. I'm not running to do anything. But when I wait, God, my strength is renewed. Not getting ahead of you. Not running before you. Not trying to do it on my own, trying to rush my way out of my season. But God, I thank you because in everything, I'm determined to give you thanks. Because while I'm in this season, God, this is your will for my life concerning me in Christ Jesus. This is the will. This is your purpose. And everything give thanks for. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This is your purpose, your plan for my life. And so, Lord, we bless you and we thank you and we give you glory. Lord, I want to call on some names that I have not called on in a little while in prayer. Lord, I pray that you would touch little Gigi and allow her to go home today. We would bind the sickness, the respiratory issue that's in her lungs right now. We declare healing in that little child's body right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm so confident that you're going to do it because you've done it before. And since you've done it before, Lord, I have no doubt that you will do it again. Do it for your glory, God. Do it for your honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I call on the name of Miss Joanne, Lord. You know who she is. Got my coworker's mom, Lord, who is going through chemotherapy. Lord, he shared a testimony with me the other day about how his mom is going through chemotherapy, but she has not lost any hair on her head. God, who can do miraculous and wonderful things like that when chemotherapy is something that is devastating to the body because it's fighting against something that is attacking the very core of her body? But God, you're so magnificent, God, that she still has the flow of her glory on her head, God. I know that that's not everybody's testimony, but that's Ms. Joanne's testimony, God, that you're still a protector, God, that you're still a keeper, God, that you are still a strong power, that you are still our strength, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you for what you're doing for Ms. Joanne, and I pray that you continue to do even greater, that you'll continue to confound even the doctors that's supposed to be practicing medicine, but you are the doctor of all doctors. And so we praise you and we magnify you for what you're doing in the life of Miss Joanne. And then I ask, oh God, that you would touch Sister Lisa Law. Lord, I often call out her names on Wednesdays during our ministry prayer when I focus in on those members and those who intercede on behalf of Praise Center. Lord, but she sent me a petition yesterday to pray for her and her family. God, you know the situation. You know the issue right now, God, and I bind the hand of the enemy. God, he just is a thief. He just tries to come and steal our joy. He attacks, God, important places in our lives because he's a coward, because he knows we won't throw in the towel. And so he comes after our children. He comes after our loved ones. He comes after, God, those, God, vulnerable things in our lives because he is weak and he is a defeated foe. But I declare right now on her behalf that she has victory. God, I declare right now, God, that she shall come out as pure gold. Lord, I declare right now, God, life in her life, strength in her life, God, a stronger faith in her life, God, as you take her through this season. And I know that you're going to bring her out stronger than she was when she came in. And then all of the other unspoken prayer requests, Lord, that are out there, God, that I don't know about, prayer requests that are on our prayer wall, Lord, and God, everything that we can do. Mother Towns, I pray that you bless her. Bishop Thomas, my pastor, that you would bless him. And then I pray that you would bless those that have taken time out this morning to join us in on this call. Some of us sacrifice the time because they're not on the East Coast. So I pray that you would bless them for their sacrifice. Let their sacrifice not be in vain, but let this be a day like none other. Because you are a great and mighty God who don't do things the same. God, you're not an old, stale God. But God, you can bless us with newness every single day. So we put our cups out right now, God, and I ask that you will pour out your spirit upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us a brand new walk. Give us a brand new talk. Give us a brand new anointing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't have to rely upon yesterday's strength. I don't have to rely upon yesterday's mercy. Lord, I don't have to rely upon yesterday's extraordinary grace. But, Lord, I can look for even greater today because you are willing to do a new thing in my life. Now, God, bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. Take us, God, to our different destinations safely and then bring us back at the appointed place and appointed time. And if you do this, God, we're not going to just wait to give you the glory, but we're going to give you the glory right now. We're going to give you the honor right now. We're going to give you the praise because you are worthy of it all. Bless us today. Keep us, Lord, for our prayers. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Yeah, I'm going to stop.